last thing we learned yesterday was Mali Bishul Psila, Mali Bishul Samamanim. The Chiddush of our Gemara that there's an Isser Bishul on metal. I would have thought that Bishul is only shaykh by food. If you take food or dye, something which cooks, in the normal sense of the word, that's Bishul. And I would have thought that if you cook metal, there's no din bishul. So Agamar is mechadish that on metal, not only is there issa havara, which is going to the world of law, but there's also a din of a bishul on metal. And yesterday I mentioned to you the machlaikis, what the amount of heat is, how hot metal has to become in order for there to be an issa bishul. That the Chazay Nish holds is the same as food. Anytime you heat it up to Yatzil Edesbay, there's an Issa Bishul. And that Rav Moshe held that it's only if you heat it up to a point that the metal changes noticeably. If you heat it and it starts to glow, Stamar Moshe would agree. If you heat it into a liquid, even if it doesn't glow, but there has to be some type of a shinoi in the metal. I saw today in the Chayyadam, in Klal Chaf, where he brings this Isser, he says that someone who is Mevashel Matris Ad Shemerachachai is Chai Vishon Bishul. The words are like Ramoshan. That if you heat metal until you soften it, then you Chai Vishon Mevashel. And that's this Machlaikas. Now, in this din, there is a problem, this what appears to be a Stiris Rambam. And I don't know why in this sugya day mishpat neir mitzvah is very very sparse. He's missing somehow in the sugyas a lot of the maramakaimis. Here he doesn't bring any Rambams. The Rambam actually discusses heating metal in two places, both in Hilchos Shabbos. One is in Perek Tes, where he says, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. He says, Hamatich Echad Mimine Matchais Kol Shehu. Any amount of metal. Oye Mechamim Esa Matchis Ad She Taseg Acheles. Harizeh told this Mevashel. Somebody melts any amount of metal, or heats metal until it becomes a coal, Harizeh told this Mevashel. So that's good. That's our Gemara. That there's a din mevashel. Magi Mishnah says, Yerushalmi Shabbos uperakamid yavam misvavam idbeis mali bishul psila mali bishul sama. A capella. Why the mishpat missed it? Why he left it out? But anyway, in here in Perek Tes, he says that yechayev mishul mevashel, which is our Gemara. Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. Hamachamim is Habarzel Kedei Litzarfei B'Mayim. Harizeh told us Mavir. In Perek Yud Beis, he doesn't mention Mevashel, he mentions Mavir. He says if you heat metal Kedei Litzarfei B'Mayim, Litzarfei B'Mayim means that you take a new metal kli in order to give it a strength. The derech is to heat the metal and then quickly throw it into cold water. I don't know chemically how that works, but the fact is that it hardens the metal so that when they make new kalim, they heat up the metal and throw it into cold water, and that's called tziruf. Kedei litzarfei b'mayim, it's a sugya perikira. Harizeh told us mavir. So in Perek Tes he says mevashel, and he doesn't mention mavir. In Perek Yud Beis he mentions mavir, he doesn't mention mevashel.
Perek
Tes, Perek Yud Beis.
Yeah, Perek.
Well, I guess if you heat metal, it softens. But his purpose is not to soften it. His purpose is to harden it.
So maybe the difference is the levels of heat.
You're saying is right, but lechayre in a miskavin by execration doesn't matter. So we'll see that what you're saying is correct, but it needs a little more hesmer. But first, we have these two Rambams. And that by itself, the Halbitzara. So one place he mentions Mevashel, one place he mentions Mavir. The Rambam assumed you're going to keep on learning his Sefer. But the Ravid is Masig on the second one, where it says, Harry Zetal this Mavir. So he says, Avraham Aymer, Loim Aloim Mishum Mavashel. Why shouldn't it be Mavashel? So the Ravid asks why it's not Mavashel. Well, he says maybe it should be Makabapatish. And Mavir is heating up the metal. In our Gemara, when you heat the psila, the Gemara calls it Mavir. So the psila, the fire could be on from before Shabbos. Mavir is lighting the psila. Is Mavir lighting the fire? Maybe the fire is lit from beforehand. Tosis says beforehand, Tosis says the machlis is melted from beforehand. What? No, the Gemara is that it's also Bishul. No, the Gemara said, Lai Rabbi Yossi Havar is alav. So it's not a case of Lysishish Bekaris. The Gemara says it's Bishul also. But the Havara of the Sugya is the heating up of the metal. I think. It's the heating up of the metal. It could be the Ravid Takols. It's not. The Ravid says, Nahari Zetalas Mavir. Lom Aloy Mishum Mavashal. That doesn't mean. What?
Which part of the Bishul
Tzilah?
Heating up the metal
is Havara.
And where's the
Bishul Tzilah? Also, it could be Havara and Bishul. No. It could be Havara and it could be Bishul. The Rambam says, Nahari Zetalas Mavir. And the Ravid says, Lom Aloy Mishum Mavashal. I mean, the Ravid saying, I don't know if he's arguing on Mavir. It sounds like he's arguing on Mavir also. But he's saying it should be Mavashel.
Every Bishul is Havara also?
Is every Bishul Havara? No, because it, well, question is how hot the metal has to get to be Mavir, to make it into an Eish. I don't know. My assumption was that when you heat up metal, the metal comes to some sort of it glows or it. Rosh the Rabbi is hamachamim es hamatchis. Achetasa gecheles. Harry Zetal told this mevashel. Here's lashon is. Let me tell you what the Lechem Mishnah says. It has a little to do with what you're saying. The Lechem Mishnah says it's not a stirus Rambam. He says there are two steps. When you heat it till it gets soft, that's mevashel. And when you keep on heating it till it turns into a coal, that's mavir. It starts to glow like a coal, then it's mavir. So they're both true. It depends how hot you make it. And that answers your question, right? He's saying that you're not chayef for mavir until it turns into a coal. Mentioned that the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Bishul in Shin Yud Ches asks the Stiras Rambam Shin Ches of Katan Yud, said Tzarachin. He says, why doesn't the Ravid say to the other Rambam? The Ravid says Lomalai Mishum Avashel. What does he say? The Rambam already said Mishum Avashel. Magen Avraham is the Kasha. Machs Hashekel there under the Magen Avraham Tzechen Tzudis Lechem Mishnah. He says it's two steps. When you heat it up to get soft, it's Bishul, and when you keep on making it hotter and hotter till it glows, that's Mavir. So that would be very Geshmak of Teretz, I think. Everybody in Svara, everybody would like that Teretz, no? And if you turn on an electric light, an incandescent light, we say that the burning filament is Eish. Now you make Barmer Eish on it. That's a metal that's heated till it glows. Heats till it glows, that's Eish. So that's Mavir. Mevashel, it doesn't have to glow to be Mevashel. As soon as it softens, it's already Mevashel. So in Svara, the Lechem Mishnah's Teretz is good. The problem with the Lechem Mishnah's Teretz is that it doesn't fit with the language of the Rambam. The Rambam is Mamish Vakeret. What does he say? Mevashel is when it gets soft. Mavir is when it hits the level of Gachelas. The Rambam said just the opposite. By Mevashel, his Lashon was HaMechamim Esan Matchis Atshetase Gecheles. Harizet told us Mevashel. By Mevashel, he said a gachelis. And by Mavir, he didn't say gachelis at all. He just said, Hamachami Mesabazel, Kedela Tzarfa, Harizatolas Mavir. So even though Lechem Mishnah is Svar, and Svar, Lechem Mishnah is very Gishmak, but it doesn't fit the Rambam. So the Markevis HaMishnah says a different teretz, which the Chayyadam, in the beginning of Klal Chaf, in Nishmas Adam, in the beginning of Klal Chaf, says as well. We're going to have to understand it. It's Lahalach. He says that it depends on your kavana. If you're heating it up in order to soften a metal, then it's Mevashel. What's Mevashel? Rachech dava kosher, or hamakshah dava rach. Somebody uses heat to change something, to soften metal. That is bishul. So there it's bishul. And hamachamim is a ber bazel kedei letzarfay. If you're heating up metal in order to throw it into cold water, make it hard, you kavonis takeret, not to soften it. You really want to make it hard. Just that's the way it works. You have to heat it up and then throw it into water. There, yichayim mishum mavir. That's what the Nishmas Adam says. It depends on your intention. But one second. What do you mean it depends on your intention? So what's that? That's Damashen Miskavim. That's a psikresha. It's going to happen. I'm heating up metal. I want to make it hard. I'm heating up the metal. I'm going to throw it into cold water. When I heat it up, I'm softening it. It should still be aser. It should still be a malacha. It should be totally not in the machlaikis. A malachin sikh legufa. It should be totally in the machlaikis. The Ramah holds machlaikis legufa
schaya.
It could be kilta. It needs a little hesber. What?
If you don't turn into the cold water, it could be kilta.
Could be kilkel. Maybe if it bends, I guess. Otherwise, it goes back to the way it was.
No, it gets weaker.
What?
It gets weaker.
So the Ptura is asma kalkel. That's what he means.
If you don't do the last step, it's going to be kilkel.
And over there, it's not a mekilkel in Perek Tes. Why isn't the mekilkel there?
Just not warm it up.
What do you say?
Perek. Not warm it up.
Hamat echecha bine matchis. E mecham es amas shtas gechel. So he tells me vashem. I guess it's understood. It has to be a tikkun for some purpose.
No.
Maybe he wants to shape it or something.
If I have warmed up, heated up enough,
it's not going to
have any effect there at all.
Here it's very hot. But I guess it's understood it has to be a tikkun. If it wouldn't be the whole Rambam, if it's not a tikkun, right? But there's a Chumash Kesam Sefer which sheds light on it. Just don't lose track of where we're going with all this. We're trying to work with the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim says that it depends on your Kavana. Now we need to have a Havana why it depends on your kavana. What's the reason? Kavana, it should be dam shem eskavim, it shouldn't be a ois malacha. There's a tshuva nesam sefer, Simit Tzadik Beis of Arachayim. He says an interesting yisayid, which Grada explains a gemara in Yavam Islam, Gimel Amid Beis. Lami Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says that if someone does Avoida, or Yisrael does Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos, Zar does Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, what's he chayiv for? Zar does Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv for Zar doing Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says he's chayiv too. Yesh v'mishum Zorus v'mishum Shabbos. The Zorah does Avayin in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though if a Kohen would do it, it would be Mutalachat Chil, it would be a mitzvah. But if Yisrael does Avayin in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, so he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim for Zor B'Beis HaMikdash. I think it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. And he's Chayiv Skila, I guess, for Shabbos. Even though what he did, if a Kohen would do it, it would be a mitzvah. But if Zorah does it, it's Chayiv. Chayiv for what? So the Gemara asks, "B'mai Zor Shishim Shabbos B'mai? What malacha did he do? He b'shchita. Could be shchita. Could be shchita. Why? Because Zor Shishim Shechik Shera. Bizar on Shabbat, he's talking about shechting the tamid, shechting the musaf, right? He did a real avoda. The chiddush gemara is even though he did a real avoda. See, b'shchita shchita bizar k'sherim. He b'kabbalah is makabel the dam v'hilacha tilt v'alvahu. That's muktzah. It's not avoda. He b'atara if burning it havar al aviyot. So what does he mean? He b'haktara havar al aviyot. So what's haktara? Haktara sounds like he threw the ketores on the mizbeach. So Gemara is havar alav yatzis. It's only havar. Why isn't it bishul? If he throws spices onto the mizbeach, why isn't it bishul? He's cooking the spices.
It doesn't change
if you throw it on the fire. I assume it gets toasted. Now, Haktara is a physical thing. You're taking the Yirah of Simamanim. Seems a miracle. I'm not talking about miracles. So some Sefer writes that we find in Hilchis Basa B'Cholav, if you have a wick that's burning, and what's burning there is chela v'chema, fats and butter. Someone lights a wick to burn for light. He's burning basa b'chalav. It's chayiv mishum levashel basa b'chalav because he's cooking basa b'chalav. Yet in Hilchos Shabbos, we don't find anywhere that when you light a wick, you chayiv mishum levashel. It always talks about mavir. If you light a wick, you burn oil, it's mavir. No one says mevashel on lighting a wick, oil is burning. Why isn't it mevashel? So Chassam Sefer says he aside. Explain the Gemara here by the Ketores, and to explain this idea that bishul on Shabbos is the tzuras hamalacha, is that you end up with a davar hamizbashel. The tzuras hamalacha of bishul doesn't apply when you're destroying something, when you're burning something. You have to end up with a result, something that is cooked. Now, if you're going to cook it so much, you're going to burn it to a crisp. All right. At one point, it was cooked. But if you're going to burn it as fuel for a wick, zakta samsayfer, that's not mevashel. Not that it's bekalkel, and not that it's melshin tzichel gufa. That it's bechlal not the tzura of the malach. The tzuras hamalacha of mevashel is to end up with a davar hanizbashel. To end up with something that's cooked. That's the tzura of bishul. I once saw a similar thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Har Tzvi. The Har Tzvi in the back has the Lama Tes Malachis. That if someone throws a newspaper into a fire on Shabbos, he's chayv mishum ma'avir, but he's not shachayv mishum meichig. Burning a newspaper, printed words, he's erasing it. He's not chayv mishum meichig, because meichig is that you end up with a surface on which you have something erased that you can now write. Meichig has to be not that you destroy it, but that you erase it. If you burn the letters, he says it's not meichig. So if you rip letters, what should be according to that? Also should be a shayla v'deraisa, no? If you cut a cake with letters. Still have the cake. But you don't have an erased surface.
You gotta eat it.
Yeah, because you're destroying it. When you eat it, you're destroying it. The answer is, it says al derech achila, that the latter malach is toichein is mutter with your mouth, and derech achila is mutter, because there's never shem malach. Shlomo Zalman says this idea. I grabbed it when I used to argue. I had a chavrusa who smoked, and I used to always chepit him that smoking on yamtif is this a mechika, because even if you hold, you're allowed to light the cigarette because mavir is mutter for hanoah, but it eventually burns down the letters of the brand that are printed on the cigarette, so that should be Meichik. I think the briskers in Yerushalayim, they take a magic marker of Yom Tov and they cross out the letters. But according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not true. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm wrong. If you destroy the letters, that's not meichik. He says it's not the Tzura Samalacha. Tzura Samalacha is meichik amalas lechtayv. There is. Let's say somebody would take a perfectly good mezuzah and erase the middle letters, and now it can never be kosher again, it's nikasidron, so that's a makalkel. But it's a drabana, so makalkel is a drabana. You could have a drabana as long as it has the form of the malach. So, right, whatever you hold by meichik, by bishul, the Chasam Sofer says this idea. The bishul has to be for the te'eles of a resultant davar hanisbashel. If you destroy it, there's no te'eles of a resulting davar hanisbashel. And the meila is it's missing in Tzura Samalach. So maybe we could use the Chasam Sofer. Sofer just says it there. Maybe we could use it to understand this Rambam. The Chayyadim explained the Rambam that if you heat up metal, kidei letzarfa, heating up metal to harden it, you're not chayav mishum mevashel. Aren't you chayav mishum mevashel? According to this, you're not chayav mishum mevashel because you're not doing anything to end up with a davar rach. You're not cooking to end up with a davar rach. You're cooking to end up with a davar kasha. You know, you could argue that the first minute you are ending up with a davar rach. One could argue the point, I guess, but still, you're not cooking to come away with a davar rach. So it's missing in Tzura Samalach. There's no davar hanisbashel in these cases. Because heating metal only softens it. What hardens it is throwing it into cold water afterwards. So the etzem heating metal only softens it, doesn't harden it. I think anyway that the Rambam's Lashon, which one? The Beis one. This is Lashon softening it. Chemis Abazad El Tzarfe, I'll tell this Mavir. No, by Mavir it doesn't. By Bishul though, by Bishul he says softening. I will tell about Bishul. Klolei Sheldova, the Rambam there ends up. Bein Sheripa Guf Kasha Beish, O Shehiksha Guf Rach, Harizachai Bisham Avashal. Says if you take clay and you put it, it's interesting. If you take metal and put it in fire, it gets softer. If you take earthenware and you put it in fire, it gets harder. That's the Metzius. I guess because earthenware, when you take out the lachos, the moisture from it gets harder. Matchis melts, so, you know, it doesn't pull out moisture. But anyway, that's what the Rambam says. All right, so take it or leave it. This is my explanation. But the Chayyadim is a klar Chayyadim. Chayyadim says that you're only chayiv on heating metal if it's kavanosei lekach, if it's kavanah is lerachech. Otherwise, it's plow not a malacha of mevashel, still mavir, but it's not a malacha of mevashel. So here, there's one additional kasha on this sinyan. And that is a kasha in the Cheschinuch, and Degleital ask. We have a rule by Bishul that ain't Bishul Acha Bishul. We have a rule that there's no din of Bishul Acha Bishul, which means that if you cook a kugel, the kugel's all cooked or baked from before Shabbos, if somebody on Shabbos were to take that kugel and put it on a fire, he's not chayiv the melacha deraisa, even though he heats it up again. Cold kugel doesn't taste good. Hot kugel is delicious. But it may be delicious, but that's not bishul. Ein bishul achar bishul by a dover kasha. By anything that's not liquidy, we have a rule of ein bishul achar bishul. By liquids, we say yesh bishul achar bishul. Someone takes something cooked and he reheats it, takes a cold coffee and he reheats it, so that yesh bishul achar bishul. But on a dover kasha, we have a rule that ein bishul achar bishul. There are many malachas like that. There's no issa tchina on, you're allowed to grind matzah on Shabbos. Most of the matzah meal on Shabbos. You're allowed to grind matzah. Because ain't china, achat china. The matzah was already ground once when it was flour. So there's no teichin, achat teichin. If you grind something that, if you cut up a vegetable very fine, then that's chayimish and teichin. But if you grind bread, there's no ain't teichin, achat teichin. The same thing, aim of ash, aim bishal, achat bishal. Once you cooked it once, there's no second isabish. The problem is that all metal is a case of bishal achabishal. The way you make metal is by heating up ore and separating the rock. The rock doesn't melt, the metal melts. And that's how you separate metal from stone. That's how you make it. A filantim tzalaymer, you don't have to make it that way. They ask, so why doesn't our Gemara say by Bishop Psila for a Kayan that you'll cook a Psila that was already cooked there before Shabbos? That Ein Bishal HaBishal should be by metal. What's the whole shot putting a blech on the fire on Shabbos? The blech is already pre-cooked. When they made the blech, they heated up the metal. So why don't we say Ein Bishal HaBishal on metal? So there are two possible answers, a tremendous nafkamina la halacha between the two. Gigantic nafkamina. What? I think so. I couldn't find the chazanish in the shelves. All the chazanish I found on Zeraim and on Kachim, but not on Archaim. It wasn't here at 9 o'clock, and it wasn't here at 10 o'clock, it wasn't here at 11 o'clock. It wasn't in the shelves. So somebody used it for 3 hours straight, it must be. I should have gone around 9 o'clock to only a handful of people in Beis Medrash. But so I don't know exactly what the Chazayin is. The Maramokim I have, because it has in the back of the Franco-Rama, it tells you where to look. So they ask, Ein Bishal Acha Bishal on metal, two terutzim, and a gigantic nafkamina lahalacha between them. Listen carefully. Both terutzim are dead right now. The first possible terutz, we say by a hard thing, Ein Bishal Acha Bishal. By liquid, Yesh Bishal Acha Bishal. What's our Gemara? You're taking a piece of metal and heating it to turn it into a liquid. So we could declare, if you have a Dover Yavesh that you're turning into a Dover Lach, maybe then we say Yesh Bishal Lach HaVishal. If you take a hard thing, so maybe if you take metal and you just make it hot without turning it into liquid, Takeim Bishal Lach HaVishal. But if you take a hard thing, you turn it into a liquid, once it's a liquid, there's a rule of Yesh Bishal HaBishal. Maybe Yesh Bishal HaBishal. This teretz is a Chumra or a Kula?
No?
Both. It's a Chumra by...
It's
a Kula. Yeah. This teretz would be a Kula by metal. If this teretz would be Eminus, then you could put a blech on the fire as long as you're not made turning it into liquid. Same bishal chavishal. You could put a pot on the fire so he's not turning it into liquid, right? This teretz says the only reason there's no that this bishal chavishal is because the solid turns into a liquid. So this teretz is a kula by metals, because if you take metal and you don't turn it into liquid, you just put it on a fire, it'll be a kula. So taka say bishal chavishal. But it's a chumra legabe foods like fats, fatty foods. You tell it to take something fatty, put it on the fire, it's going to turn into a liquid. Somebody has, I don't know, chicken together with the chicken fat that congeals around it. It wants to warm up the chicken. We know you have to take off the fats. But that depends on this. Are you allowed to put the chicken there with the fats? The fats are going to turn into liquid. Do you say bishul achabishul by a solid that turns into a liquid? That depends. If this teretz is true, then it's a chumra that something fatty that turns into liquids should be yesh bishul achabishul. If the oil would come out, the Mishnah Brura says the amount of oil that absorbs in the kugel is not, it's called is parer dava yavesh. So I guess if it would drip out, it would be in the shayim. It's Mishnah Brura's lashon. The fats on the kugel that absorb are fine. the fats that drip out, twice there's enough on.
When you congeal that, when
it's heated, it comes back to the liquid, that stays also. If at room temperature becomes a davar yavesh, that's what he says, nafkamina pashtida. Pashtida is a fatty type of knish. Now, the Eglei Tau rejects this answer because he says that the Magen Avraham in Shin Yud Ches, if cotton mem, I believe it's a cotton mem, says that we say Ein Bishlach HaBishl by a solid even if it turns into a liquid. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says to be Mashmir, I guess on the Deraisadika level, he says, what would be about coffee? Instant coffee. Instant coffee we make all because of Davi Yavesh, and Bishlach HaBishl, right? We hold by instant coffee there's no Bishl, because the Davi Yavesh was already pre cooked. When you throw it into the water, it turns into a liquid, no? Turns into a liquid. It's suspended in the air of the liquid. But it tastes like a liquid, and it smells like a liquid, and it feels like a liquid. Anything in the world if you dehydrate it become. I can't start off with coffee, right?
That would only be a problem if you
put
it in cold water and then put it out. Where is that? If you throw it to hot water?
It's in hot water, and at the time it's absorbed. The water, not, it was never had flavor. It wasn't blood. There's no transition. But these particles of coffee are becoming cooked as a liquid. You think it cooks first? You think it cooks?
While they're getting absorbed,
it cooks. You're saying it cooks as a solid and then turns into a liquid.
Yeah.
As you're saying. Very hard. It takes a second for it to cook. Things don't cook in an instant. I grounded that I think the Pesachei Tshuva brings, the Shari Tshuva brings a Zera Emes. He doesn't explain why. That's why we don't make coffee in a Irikli Mishan. We make it generally in a Klisheni or in a Irikli Sheni. Alright. Be that as it may, this is the first mahalach, which the Eglei Tau says is not emes lahalacha. The second mahalach is also a chiddush. The second mahalach is that ein bishul achar that ein bishul achar bishul applies to foods which change through cooking and retain their change after they cool. You cook a piece of chicken. It goes from raw chicken to cooked chicken. When it cools, it retains its bishul. It retains the tikkun of the bishul. It's still cooked chicken. It doesn't go back to being raw chicken. Now you cook a potato. It's a raw potato. You cook it, it becomes a cooked potato. When it cools, it remains a cooked potato. The tikkun of the bishul remains after it cools. It may not be taste good. No one likes cold potato. Maybe some people do, but it's not as good as a cold potato or a cold potato gugel, but the tikkun of the bishul remains. So we say ein bishul achar bishul. But he says that by metal, which when it cools it just goes back to its original state. Metal, you take some metal, you heat it up, then later it cools. Maybe it could change its shape, but the state of the metal is the same. Metal is metal. There's no such thing as cooked metal. It doesn't change. So he says a chiddush. It's a chiddush ladina that ein bishul achar bishul is dependent on the fact that the original bishul caused a tikkun which remains, and the original bishul makes a tikkun which disappears. Then we don't say ein bishul achar bishul. It's a very big chiddush. So that bothered me. He says that. So that's shot by water. When you heat up water and then you cool it, it comes back to its original state. So that's why by water, yesh bishul achar bishul. Okay, very mishmak. Mishnah Berurah, I think in Shin Yud Ches, says something like that. That by water, since it goes back to the original state, yesh bishul achar bishul. It just bothers me that that's true about water. It's not true about all liquids. Not all liquids are that way. Most liquids you cook other liquids. You cook coffee, or you cook chicken soup, a vegetable soup. When it cools, it doesn't go back to its original state. It's very hard to separate. I have a vegetable soup. It's very hard to know that it's water and vegetables. Part of the vegetables come into the water, and the water becomes thick. And we say ein bishul ach bishul, even by a liquid that's not water. The halacha is ein bishul ach bishul, even a liquid that's not water. I mean, that by a liquid is yesh bishul ach bishul. We say there's yesh bishul by water. So it's a little funny to hang the whole din of ein bishul ach bishul on whether it changes or not. But really, it's a separate problem. Why by liquid yesh bishul ach bishul if it changed? The yisoid of the Eglei Tal and the Mechas Chenuch, they both say this, is still a good yisoid. The yisoid is that by a hard food that you cook, and when you finish cooking, it goes back to its original state. There we say yesh bishul ach bishul. There we say there is bishul ach bishul. So that it explains why there's no kula of ein bishul ach bishul by metal. Lahalacha, what comes out of this? Not so much of an afkamina ladina. It comes out that heating up preheated metal is still chayiv, which is the Pashta Saramba. Pashta Saramba. In the back of the Har Tzvi, by Melech HaSoifi, he has on the Seder Malach, in the back of Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Chelak Aleph. He has interesting shaila. If you're allowed to take a piece of bread or challah on Shabbos and toast it, if you're allowed to toast it, let's say in a way that there's no issue of blech, you put it on top of a hefsek kedera, and you're going to turn the bread, the soft bread, into a piece of toast. So we have a rule that just like ein bishul achar bishul, ein oifa achar oifa. You bake something, there's no issue to rebake it. Pashtus should be mutter. So he brings there from the Tshuvas Shailo Meshiv that it's osur. It's osur to take bread and make it into toast. And listen to his reason. It's the Shailo Meshiv's reason. K'may shekosav HaRambam, that someone who eats up matzis on Shabbos is chayiv, ki kol hamerape dover kosher ayamaksha dover rach chayiv mishum avashel. If you soften something hard or harden something soft, you chayiv. What's toast? Take soft bread and you turn it into hard bread. So he says that it's awesome. You know how to do it. You know how to make it into something hard. And the way the notes in the Har Tzvi explain it, he brings that Eglei Tal, that the reason ain bishul ach bishul is because of the change in the food, because the first cooking or the first baking made a change that stays. If it's a new change, he says that it's aser, that yesh bishul ach bishul, even by a dover kosher. It's a tremendous chiddush. Then even by a dover kosher, well, we have a rule, ain bishul ach bishul, if you cause a different shinoi in it, it's still going to be aser. If you take something soft and you make it hard, even though it was already once cooked, you're chayiv for doing it the second time. Because you're makshe davar rach.
Warming the kugel till it burns also?
Warming a kugel till it burns, I guess he would say is the same thing. If the purpose of warm, if you have a soft kugel, and you heat it to make it into a crispy kugel, we never heard of an iser, but it sounds like he's saying it's aser. What? Well, usually you put it on Erev Shabbos. It's rare that you put it on Shabbos. Well, you're allowed to put things before Shabbos that it should burn on, it should cook on Shabbos. That's not awesome. It's only a problem if you lift up the kugel, you take some out and you put it back, or you lift the chalice and you put it back on Shabbos. Then you'd be right. If you put it back in order to harden it, to make a burnt kugel,
What would be the share of being hard? The kugel starts off with a liquid and doesn't get softer than hard. It's constantly getting harder.
Kugel Well, if it's wrapped, if you wrap a kugel, it doesn't get hotter. It gets, what happens is the oil from the inside goes into the crust, and it gets softer. That's why if you wrap it, the oil can't evaporate, stays soft. And if you don't wrap it, that's the trick. If you want to have a hot kugel for Shabbos, you want to, the trick of having Leil Shabbos, it's easy. If you want to have kugel for the next day, you have to wrap it well. If you wrap it well, so the moisture doesn't evaporate, it stays inside, then it doesn't burn. Otherwise, it burns.
Even the old so.
Challah, I mean hard challah to soften it into soup. There I could argue with you, because there the softening is lav dafka from the bishul. Because if you put challah into a liquid, it'll soften even if it's cold liquid. So I could argue with that in that particular example. But you're right, if you would have something hard, so what's that matzah? But matzah also, even a liquid, it would turn soft. He says making toast. I think he means toast. He uses some Hebrew word I'm not familiar with. It's always going to get hard. So I'm not sure how hard. He uses a word in Hebrew, tznimin. Tznimin? Anybody know what it is? Sadik non yud mem yud endemin. What's that?
When the bread is with the toast.
Toast.
Hard, yeah.
Toast. Okay. That's what he said. Now I know. What Hebrew word does it come from? You don't know. What? Okay, you know. Ben Yehuda found it somewhere in Tanakh. Toast. So at any rate, that's the... So again, there are two terutz in Negle Tal. The first terutz is Bishlach HaBishl by Matris. You want to catch somebody off guard, you can catch a Talmud Chacham off guard. If you didn't happen to catch Negle Tal, you ask him by metal why... I think everybody knows, anybody who learned knows that there's Bishl by metal. You need to learn it in Yavamis, learn it in Shabbos. It's Ein Bishlach HaBishl, so it sounds like a nice Chav Kasha. So you have two terutz in. The first terutz is Negle Tal. You say that a solid that turns into a liquid could be Yesh B'Shach HaBishl. Or the... Which Grada would answer the Stira Saramba. I just realized. Well, what is the Kasha on the Raivin and the Rambam? Then in the first place, the Rambam says it's Bishl when Perik tests. So why in Perik Yudbeis, when he says it's Mavir... Why doesn't he mention Harizat told us Mabir? Why did he mention Bishul? It's rather very good. Because in Perik Tes, he was talking about turning it into a liquid. He's being Merachi, turning it into a liquid. So there, there's Yesh B'Shach HaBishul. In Perik Yudbeis, Mechamis HaBarzal Kedei L'Tzarfai, eating metal in order to make it syrup, you're not turning it into a liquid. You want to harden the kli. You're heating it up and throwing it into cold water. So there, in B'Shach HaBishul, it's very Gishmak. The Rambam holds Yesh B'Shach HaBishul. The Ramashit is. If the Ramashit is Ein B'Shach HaBishul Balach, so then this whole teretz can't be true. So then the first teretz would be Emes anyway. Then it would be Emes. Okay? Okay, I gained something, but okay. All right, so this is as far as the halachas of Bishul Psila. As far as Asei Deicha Lo Yisasei, we have the Ramban's Kasha. What's the Asei Deicha Lo Yisasei in this sugya? You're heating metal to kill this Bas Kayin, or Schaev Sreifa. Sreifa is that you force hot metal down a throat. So the Gemara said, because you're being mavir, the hot metal, in order to be the kind of mitzvah of a humas of killing this person. In fact, the Ramban is not being nay. First, you have to heat up the metal, and then you feed it to her, and you force it down her throat, and then she's, and you're the kind of mitzvah. correct the Ramban, it's not Be'itnei. What would you answer to this Kasha? It's not Be'itnei.
The
old Ran, that's what I would have said. And if you hold like the Ran. The Ran said, we had already by 7 examples, I think, that that even the preparation of the Asay is Daichalais Asay. Walking into the Beis HaKfaris to pick up the Aveda is also Daichalais Asay. Or cutting off one Peya in order to finish the whole Takalachas is also. So I would have said the Ran. Apparently, Ramban doesn't hold like the Ran. Ramban says a different text. The Ramban answers, Kagain. Now listen carefully. Again, his kasha is not Be'itnei. So he says this is the way you would do it on Shabbos. You force open her mouth and melt the metal over her mouth so that as soon as it drips straight and kills her. It drips straight into the mouth and kills her. So it's Be'itnei. How do you like that, Terrence? Good, Terrence. It's Be'itnei. If you had to do it on Shabbos, you'd force open her mouth and take the hard metal with a Benson burner, you know, metal, a fire, and you would burn it, melt it right into her mouth. See, Mekayim Vahu must be in the same time you're doing the Havara, you're doing the Misa. What's the problem? Any problem with it?
How long does it melt the metal?
6 minutes. What's the difference?
No, it's not easy. When you're cooking the metal, it's not.
You're going to get soft before it turns to liquid. It's not Be'itnei. Okay. What about Havara? Havara, also, when you're heating, it's not Be'itnei. That's the Rajba's kasha. The Rajba is Matmi and the Ramban. Still not Be'itnei. It's closer. Still not Be'itnei. I mean, even if it takes a second for it to drip and fall into her mouth and kill her, it's still not Be'itnei. So it's a good kasha. So whatever, what did the Ramban mean? What did the Ramban mean?
It's
too obvious. What?
It's one malacha.
I'm heating the metal, and as I heat the metal, it drips into
my mouth. It's
a direct cause. It's still not the same second. If I would heat the metal into a cup and pour it down
one
a throat,
one mice.
So it sounds like the Ramban held something like that, that it's all one. The reason I mentioned yesterday the Arsameach to you is the Arsameach seems to hold that you get Teich Kedei Dibor for Be'itnei, for Asei Dechalais Asei. Now, I don't know if it's Teich Kedei Dibor from the Bishul till killing her. If it takes 6 minutes, it's not Teich Kedei Dibor. But I think in the Eil Teireh Tefensu this Arsameach that it's still Teich Kedei Dibor, still enough Be'itnei. It's not so satisfying. But you see, we had this with every single Asei Dechalais Asei that we had. Every single Asei Dechalais Asei that we had was not Be'itnei Mamish. It was a few seconds separate. Like the Ram. One long mice of heating up the metal.
When you shave the person's hair, then you can shave it in the end.
It's one long mice. The shaving, you're right, because the shaving is all a mice and mitzvah. So the shaving case is not such a good example, because there's not a hechsher. There's all one long mice and mitzvah. What about here, burning the metal? You think it's one long mice and mitzvah? Maybe. What's the mice and mitzvah of killing the baskayim? Is it heating the metal or is it pouring down her mouth? I think it's pouring down her mouth. If a guy would heat the metal and a yid would pour it down the mouth, it would also be Mekayim. I don't know, unless the heating the metal is... Heating the metal over the mouth, maybe that's the mice of pouring it down her mouth. It's a little hard to... The thing is that there's a Gemara like the Ramban. There's a Gemara in Be'ah Daf Ches. Another case, I say, Dechalais, I say, trying to collect cases. The Gemara there has a case of Asei Dechalais Asei of Kisei Adam on Yom Tov. Somebody shechts a bird on Yom Tov, there's mitzvah Kisei Adam. Now Kisei Adam has to be with earth. You can't put a rock on top, a clump of earth on top. You have to be something that you could be mechasa with. So the Gemara is a case where a person takes a clump of earth and rubs it to be able to do kisi adam, to make earth to do kisi adam. The Gemara says not be idne. So Gemara says he rubs it over the dam. The dam is on the floor, and he rubs it over the dam so that it covers the dam. So a say of kisi adam is daichra leisa say malachan yamtiv. So there, it's also not the same second of the idne. I'm rubbing it, and then it has to fall onto the dam. Like here, I'm heating the metal, and it has to drip into the kayin's mouth, into the bas kayin's mouth. So it's very similar to the Ramban in the sense that it's a split second off. Although there, we can see it's techidei dibur. You rub the earth, bang, it's finished. By heating up the metal, it takes a few minutes. The Rajba's right. The Ramban's a little worse than the Gemara and Daya. But Al Kapanim is at least similar. All these cases, the Leisa say happens a second before the essay. All these cases, it's not Mamish Be'idnei. The only case that's Mamish Be'idnei is the case in Yerushalmi where a person eats Tevel for Kiyah Matzah, or eats Chadash for Matzah. There's Mamish in the same second. You swallow it, you're either the Aveira of eating Tevel and the Mitzvah Matzah. The only cases that we ever had that's mamish be'idnei, even bia v'yavama, we said is tchilas be'in saipi. It's not, also not exactly be'idnei. Well, kaparim, that's the okay. So we had a little bit of Hilcha Shabbos. What do we do next? We do that tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go up to the next amid. I want to talk briefly about Taisus or Makalko. Taisus Taima. You should just know Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. There's an imtaimer. You should not read the whole Taisus, but Taisus brings a Shabbos Kuvav. Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda there is important, so I'm going to spend a little bit of time on it tomorrow, and then we'll move up to Zayin Amidah.